Chapter 1
Aya!
My mother bellowed from across the crowded restaurant. She stood up from the table, her hands squeezing her hips. My sister and father turned in their chairs to see what she was looking at with such disdain. It was me, Lana Lee. The gawking eyes of just about everyone in the room, including staff, followed me as I slunk across the restaurant to the table where my family was seated. Of course, they had to be sitting all the way in the back. The best way to describe our family of four is similar to the game, one of these things is not like the other, with my dad, the solo white guy, being the odd man out. Even though my sister and I are only half Taiwanese, you wouldn't know it by looking at us. If I had a dollar for every time someone said, "That's your dad," well, I probably would never have to work another day in my life. On Sundays, the four of us gathered for our traditional dim sum outing at Liwa's on Cleveland's east side. And because of this, we opened our own restaurant, Ho Lee Noodle House, at noon. This meant my sister and I didn't have an excuse to skip out on family time. "Shh," I hissed at my mother as I slipped into the empty seat next to my sister. "People are staring at us." "Your hair's blue," my mother screeched, ignoring my plea. "Why is your hair blue?" My mother, though petite, did her best to tower over the table. At times, it was hard to take her seriously because she was so darn cute with her chubby cheeks. But it was all in the eyes. And today, the eyes let me know that she was not amused. I lifted a hand to my head, running my fingers through the freshly dyed hair. Not all of it. Okay, so maybe it wasn't the best time to dye my hair with streaks of blue. I hadn't really thought that part through when I'd set up the appointment. Not only was I springing a daring new hairstyle on my parents, who were both on the old-fashioned side, but I was also getting ready to tell them that I had been interviewing for a new office job in the hope of quitting my stint as server at our family's restaurant. Most of the positions I had been looking into were for data entry, but there was one company that stood out among the others I had applied to, and the position was a little higher on the totem pole. It was for an office manager, and the pay was great. The benefits package was great. The office itself was great. Everything was great. And, added bonus, it came with 3 weeks of paid vacation. I'd interviewed with them the week before, and it had gone exceptionally well. They had called this past Friday to set up a second interview for this upcoming Thursday, and I had a good feeling that by the end of it, the job would be mine if I wanted it. Which, of course, I did. After all, a gal can't peddle sweet and sour pork her entire life. So alas, it was time to let my parents know they needed to start looking for new help.
"Betty."
My dad, the calm and collected one of the family, put a gentle hand on her forearm, nudging her back into her seat.
"Let's all sit down."
Anna May, older sister and picture-perfect daughter, gave me a once-over. "And you did this on purpose?" After stuffing my purse under the table, I shimmied out of my winter coat and hung it on the back of my chair. "Yes, I did it on purpose. Not all of us want to be so plain all the time." I gave her a pointed once-over back. "Interesting." My sister ran a French manicured hand through her pin-straight black hair. It fell just below her shoulders and gleamed. "I suppose you're right, though. Not all of us can pull off a classic look." My own nails, painted teal, were chipping. I hid my hands under the table before she could notice.
"If that's what you want to call it."
My mother continued to analyze my hair, her eyebrows scrunched low over her eyelids.
"Why did you do this?"
Her lips pursed as she landed on the question mark. With a shrug, I replied, "I don't know, I felt like it." Lie, I did know. However, I didn't want to admit it to them, or to anyone, that it was because of what had happened to me only a few short weeks ago. Of course.